Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Out of My Mind podcast. This is Keith Crosby, your host, and in this podcast, we take a look at the crazy world around us through the lens of Scripture, that is to say, a biblical worldview. Today is December 3rd, 2025. Why is that important? It reminds me of the true meaning of taste and see that the Lord is good. And what do I mean by that? Well, 9 years ago today at 3:30 p.m., my precious daughter, Grace Elizabeth, was in a crosswalk, and she was cut down by a motorist who ran a red light, and the rest, as they say, is history. She wasn't given long to live. They were trying to get her to a level one trauma clinic. They could only get her to a level two that was in Riverside because they didn't believe she would survive the trip to the other one. She had been married for 11 months. She was 23 years old and beginning her life, and she was actually beginning a concert series for the Christmas holidays that would keep her busy, busy, busy. But the sovereign God of the universe had other plans, and he who causes all things to work together for good, he who uses what even men intend as evil against us, God intends for good, allowed, ordained, or brought about this life-changing accident. I remember getting the call. Terry and I were living in Northern California in the Bay Area in San Jose, California. Grace and Ivan were living in Southern California in Riverside. A friend of mine with connections to California Baptist University called me and asked me if I'd heard from my daughter or how my daughter was doing. And I said, well, I haven't heard from her today, but I think she's doing well. And he goes, well, I'm not sure, but there was a pretty serious accident in front of California Baptist University. And I think it was Grace. They're saying that she has broken her legs and that she has a concussion. Terry and I were shocked and devastated. Of course, you know, Terry had carried Grace in her womb for 9 months, and we had raised her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord as we had with our younger daughter, Anna Beth, and it was surreal that she was in this serious accident. As my head cleared, I knew I had to call Ivan, and so I dialed up Ivan on his phone, and I said, hey, how's it going? And he said, fine. I said, have you seen Grace? He goes, well, no, I'm actually going to pick her up. We have a concert, and I can't get her on the phone. It was then that I told him about the accident, and he said, oh, I just drove through there. There were two fire trucks and police cars and this, that, and the other. I had better turn around. To make a long story short, that was Grace's accident. She was then en route to the trauma unit in Riverside. To make a long story short, Ivan and Anna found her in the ER. She was in pain. She was nauseated, but all seemed relatively well. But then she sort of seized up in front of Ivan and Anna, and they rushed her off. And what we found out later is that she was suffering strokes, one to the left parietal and to the occipital lobe of her brain. There were also numerous brain bleeds going on, and that was threatening her life. Add to that, her legs had been crushed, her pelvis broken, just all kinds of damage. When we and they next saw her, she was in a coma on a respirator because she might not be able to breathe for herself, and her life was hanging in the balance. Unbeknownst to us, they had given her like an hour to live. As we stood there looking at her broken body and grieving for her, we realized that we were overloading the trauma unit. You're only allowed one or two people at a time in the room with the patient. And the room was kind of odd. There were other patients there, too. We were separated by these little barriers. And so we apologized, you know, to the nurse, and you know, and she said, oh, no, 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 no. You can have as many people as you want. Do you have friends out there? If you have friends or family out there, you should bring them in now. Initially, we were impressed by the generosity of the nurse, but then it occurred to me later that they were doing that because they expected her to die any moment, and this was a common practice to let as many family and friends in to be with the decedent before they died. But Grace didn't die by God's providence and sovereignty, and she was on the verge of losing one of her legs, but they weren't going to operate because they thought she was going to die. But a Christian bone doctor, I forget the exact term for what he does, insisted on doing surgery on her leg, and he said, if I open her leg to do this surgery, you can repair the artery. And so they were compelled to repair the artery and saved her leg. From there, faculty members at CBU, California Baptist University, stepped in and helped. And eventually, one of them got Grace admitted to a specialized clinic for brain-injured people called Casa Colina. They worked miracles with Grace. I had just begun my ministry at Hillside Church, and Terry was going to be gone for 5 months to have to care for Grace. She required 24/7 care, even after they let her out of the hospital. And there I was by myself, with my family in one town under the most egregious of circumstances, and me in another, and men in the congregation and people in the congregation chipped in frequent flyer miles. One man drove me from San Jose to Riverside, stayed there, and drove me back. The men's ministry pastor from my previous church did the same thing, and God's people pitched in, were very kind to us, very supportive, and helped us through this difficult time. The road ahead was interesting and challenging for Grace. She eventually was admitted to a physical therapy program for amputees in their 80s. Her situation was so bad, they put her with a group of people in their 80s who had lost a leg or a limb. And Grace was thankful to be there, and we were thankful to be there, although it was kind of humorous. She lowered the average age in that group significantly when she entered the room. There were many acts of providence, and I believe miracles, and God causing all things to work together for good, that this podcast does not allow time to recite and rehearse. But let me just say this, taste and see that the Lord is good. How can we say this? Because today, against all odds, by God's providence and sovereignty and kindness, Grace was able to work through many of her deficits. She obtained a second college degree. She obtained a terminal degree in fine arts. She's written 2 books, and she's gotten her driver's license back because she had to surrender it because of epilepsy. And as we look back over the last 9 years, what we see is the goodness of God in our family. God used the crisis to draw us closer to Him. He used the crisis to draw us closer to one another. He enabled us to find ways to trust Him that we would not have considered. We could never have imagined the gravity and the severity of this trial, and we could never have imagined the goodness of God and its glory and His glory. And so I thought today I would preempt my typical podcast. I know I took Thanksgiving off. I was going to talk about a different subject today, but I thought I would share this with you. I just want you to be encouraged. You know, God never abandons His people. He never takes His eyes off of us. He's always there. He has sustained us through these trials, Grace and Ivan through incredible hardships. It's just been amazing. And so I'm sort of doing this podcast, as you can tell, off the top of my head, but it is from the bottom of my heart. I want to give glory to God. He has done great things for my family, to my family, through my church family, through my previous church family, through other churches. And so I don't know where you find yourself in this holiday season in terms of suffering and uncertainty, but I want you to know that there is a God. He does care. And if you are born again, if you know Him, if you are His child, He will take care of you. Nothing in this world happens by accident. These aren't plans I would have made for my daughter and her new husband. They'll be married 10 years coming up for their 10th anniversary, and God has seen them through this. After only 11 months of marriage, this trial came. God is good. His Spirit is in us and enables us to do things in Him that we could not do in our own strength. He brings His Word to mind when you need Him. This is the promises that have been made to us by Jesus, and God is just so good. And I want to encourage you to lean in and lean on to God when you suffer hardship. He's there. Suppose the question is, do you know God? Have you turned to God and put your faith and your trust in Him, surrendered your soul, your whole person, your rights to Him? You've realized that you were a sinner and understood that you needed a Savior and that Christ is that Savior, and have received eternal life, have received forgiveness, have received the power of the Holy Spirit to help you and sustain you in these difficult times. Well, anyway, I just wanted to share this with you. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, please share it with other people. Like us on whatever platform you listen on. Sign in and write a sentence or two for us. It helps the podcast reach a wider audience. In the meantime, this is Keith Crosby signing off. May God bless you and God keep you. But wait, there's more. I want to invite you, if you are not a member of Hillside, if you don't attend Hillside Church, to our Christmas concert, December 7th at 5 p.m. It will be a wonderful time. Wonderful music. Well, there'll be goodies afterwards, a time of fellowship. It'll be fun. It will be a glorious time of worship, of praise, of celebrating the coming of Christ, the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, and its ripple effects throughout history and our lives. So please come. Also, I'd like to add, I have a new book coming out December 9th, Miracles According to Jesus, An Introduction to Miracles and the Miraculous. It has received very good reviews from serious theologians like Joel Beakey or Tom Schreiner and many others. And I just want to encourage you, if you are interested in the Holy Spirit, if you're interested in miracles and the miraculous, if you're confused about these things, this book provides a simple, clear explanation of how all this works, and it does so in under 110 pages in layman's terminology. You can read it in a couple of hours, and I hope it will bless you. All right, so if you have any questions, email me at keithcrosby@yahoo.com, keithcrosby@yahoo.com. This is Keith Crosby really signing off. May God bless you and God keep you.